This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katerina Sestarek. The wait is over for Missourians hoping to find out whether the Affordable Care Act lives up to its name when it comes to shopping for government-backed health insurance. The online insurance exchange in Missouri is being operated by the federal government after state lawmakers and then voters rejected a state-run system. Unlike in many other states, few details about the plan's premium costs, deductible levels, and other specifics were disclosed in advance of today's kickoff. Consumers have until March to enroll or can enroll by December 15th if they want coverage starting January 1st. The online marketplaces are for those who don't receive employer-sponsored health coverage and for certain residents who are eligible for workplace plans but are looking for better deals. Program details can be found online at healthcare.gov. Farmers are working without a farm bill after a 9-month extension on the last one expired last night. As Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports, farmers are still out in the fields but working with a growing set of unknowns.
Last year at this time, the upcoming presidential election seemed largely to blame for congressional inaction on the farm bill. This year, Iowa farmer Jeff Longnecker sees no obvious explanation for the prolonged partisan bickering.
Once again, we do not have a farm bill in place. I don't know what's going on there. It's just like they're both just trying to see how long we can stretch this out and not come up with an answer.
Longnecker says farm programs can influence many of his business decisions. Without clear federal policies in place, he and other farmers are left guessing. House and Senate negotiators have yet to start hammering out a new bill, and Senate leaders say they won't support another extension. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Children in Boone County can get free flu shots starting today. Department of Public Health spokesperson Andrea Wehner says the department will give flu shots to children in grades K through 8 at public and some private Boone County schools. All other children aged 6 months to 18 years old can receive free flu vaccinations at the department's clinic on West Worley Street in Columbia. Dr. Michael Cooperstock directs MU Healthcare's Infection Control Department and is a pediatric infectious disease specialist at MU Children's Hospital. He says parents should ignore anti-vaccination skeptics and make sure their children get a vaccine.
Those voices of doom and gloom are not really telling you anything that has any scientific substantiation at all. Quite the opposite. All the scientific evidence indicates the safety of these vaccines.
Cooperstock also says families of children less than 6 months old need to make sure to get the shot. He says children this young cannot get a flu shot and cannot get treated for the flu. Two artist-created billboards showing a rifleman pointing at an iconic Kansas City sculpture of an American Indian on horseback have been taken down. The Kansas City Star reports that the billboards from artist A. Bitterman drew complaints after they went up last week in the Crossroads Arts District near downtown. They were supposed to remain on display until October 21st, but were removed yesterday. Kansas City Indian Center Outreach Coordinator Moses Brings Plenty had opposed the work as a symbol of racism and hatred. He said he was very glad the billboards were gone. Bitterman rented the billboards and said on his website that the scout sculpture shown on them depicts what whites wanted the American Indian to be. He says his work is confronting that narrative. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.
I'm Janet Saidi. A group representing Missouri anesthesiologists is urging the state to drop plans to use the drug propofol in an upcoming execution. Members of the group say the fallout could jeopardize the availability of the anesthetic for thousands of U.S. hospitals and clinics that rely on it. The Missouri Society of Anesthesiologists statement released yesterday followed an Associated Press report last week citing possible European export controls if the drug is used in a U.S. execution. Missouri is the only state planning to use the drug, but propofol is by far the most commonly used anesthetic in the United States, and around 85% of it is made in Europe. The European Union opposes the death penalty and is weighing whether to limit exports of the drug, raising concerns about a potential U.S. propofol shortage. Business owners in Sedalia say the city's smoking ban is having an impact on their businesses. The ban that went into effect 1 month ago prohibits smoking inside restaurants and bars within city limits. Private clubs are exempted from the ban. At last week's city council meeting, Sedalia council members heard from local business owners expressing concerns. City council member Wanda Monsees says reversing the ban may not be worth the trouble.
It may give them a year or two to regroup and realize what's coming down the road, but I don't know that we could really change what I believe is probably going to happen anyway in the long run.
But Monsi says she doesn't want Sedalia to be responsible for putting people out of business. Local bar employee Michael Gross works at the End Zone Sports Bar and Grill. He says sales at the bar have dropped, employees are being affected, and he himself is feeling the impact of the ban.
I'm the general manager here for another couple of days. Wednesday is my last day. I was given a two-week notice after the ban started because my position is no longer needed because we are losing money.
Gross says bar owners and employees plan to make their voices heard again at an upcoming city council meeting. As numbers of deer continue to grow in Missouri, even in suburban and urban areas, the Missouri Highway Patrol is cautioning drivers to be vigilant during this fall season when deer are the most active. Fall is mating season for deer. Hunting and crop harvesting also tend to prompt deer to venture out into roadways. The patrol says Missouri had just under 4,000 deer-related traffic accidents last year, with most occurring during October through December. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.